Welcome to another edition of the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm Repair the Breach, Zachariah. Todd Daniel, we're coming at you live and direct from the Embassy of Yisrael Ministries here in the beautiful Four Corners region, the Red Rocks of Sedona, Arizona, back here in Arizona. And if you'd like to dialogue with us in the course of the broadcast today, two ways. You can call us in 800-313-9443, or you could, if you're a little shy and you don't want to call in and talk, but you want to dialogue anyhow, we have the breachmender@yahoo.com email. We'll take emails if you'd like to have your email read over the broadcast. We'd be glad to do that. And we're going to talk a little bit about the true Yisrael of Yahweh and today. And we're going to delve into an issue that's been very talked about, actually, and controversial, but it needs not to be. It's very clear that not all those who say they are Israel, or Yisrael, I should say, is Yisrael at all. So, and not all those who say they are Jews and are, beware of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's what he said in Revelation 2:9-3:9, rvnlive.com. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Corruption, just like in all the languages today, there's corruption.
And yes, the Father can speak to us at a level where we're at, absolutely. The Spirit is very expressive in that regard. He will speak to us. His Spirit will speak to us, even in the fallen humanity that we all are, in our corrupt language that none of us asked for, but that's all we've learned. And so the true Israel is the covenant bride of Messiah, the body of Almighty Messiah, Yahweh. And it's the only covenant people that he has called to be his own. A lot of controversy, again, that needs not to be, but nevertheless is, concerning who Yisrael or Yeshurun or Ephraim or Yosef really is. Of course, there's two sticks, two houses. The house of Yisrael was one stick or one nation at one time. Holy, before Solomon sinned greatly with his concubines and wives in galore, if you will, in mass galore, the father, Yahweh, chastised him and rent the kingdom from him and split the kingdom in twain. And that's why you have the house of Yisrael and the house of Yada, what they call Judah in the King James text. But really, Judah is really expressed as Yada. The book of Jude, is his name is Yada. So there became two countries. So the true Israel eventually became two nations, and one became known as Yisrael, and the other became known as Yada, or Judah, if you will. And really, his name is Yada. And he was the fourth son of Yaakov. Yaakov's name, or Jacob's name, was changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. You know, when he wrestled with the angel, you know the story in Genesis of Bereshit. And he changed, the father changed his name because he had wrestled with him by the, even towards the break of day, and he named him Yisrael. You're no longer called Yaakov, but Yisrael, because you've wrestled as, you have wrestled as a prince with the Almighty. And so he had 12 sons, or actually 13th he adopted. He had actually adopted two of Yosef's sons, his 11th of 12 sons. Son was Yosef, or Joseph. And Ephraim and Manasseh were Yosef's sons that he had a relationship with, a married relationship with Asenath, who was a daughter of an Egyptian magistrate. And Asenath was the mother of Ephraim and Manasseh. And of course, Yosef was her husband. Now, of course, this brought forth a mighty, mighty salvation and deliverance for Israel when Yosef was indeed in Mitzrayim, or Egypt. When he was in Egypt, sold by his older brothers into slavery to the Ishmaelites, or the Egyptians, he actually rose to power, second in command of all of Mitzrayim, or Egypt. And in Genesis 49, or 48 and 49, right around there, when Yaakov, Yisrael, his father, gets ready to give his blessing, he blesses all his children, he calls forth Yosef to bring forth his two sons, and he calls his two grandsons his own sons. He adopts his grandsons as literally a house of Yosef. Yosef really receives a twofold blessing, double blessing, Ephraim and Manasseh. Now, in Hosea chapter 7, let me read a text here out of the Renewed Covenant, or First Covenant. Hosea 7:8 says, Ephraim mixes himself among the peoples. Ephraim has become a cake unturned. Now, the name Ephraim, when you study it out, you study the life of Ephraim, it became the people of Yisrael, the northern tribes. Because remember, Yada, or Judah, became a nation to itself, which represented the tribe of Judah, or Yada, and then half of Levi, and then Benjamin. And then you had the other half of Manasseh with all the other 9 or 10 tribes with the kingdom and country and government of Yisrael. These two nations, which eventually, or originally they were one nation, eventually became two separate nations. And if you read the book of Chronicles and 1 Kings and 2 Kings in the Book of Wars, you'll find that these two nations, which originally were one, Israel, but became known as Judah, one nation, and Israel, another nation, warred against each other, fought many battles, many fights, many young men had lost their lives amongst themselves, and yet they were all descendants of one father. But they became two separate nations. What we're getting at, folks, is that it hasn't changed. It really hasn't changed at all. In fact, it's just gone and grown in propensity. The progeny of man, here in this text in Ephraim 7, or Hosea 7, where it says Ephraim has mixed himself or mixes himself among all the peoples, that is exactly what's happened. So the northern 10 tribes of Israel, you know, the 10-toed image of the beast that Daniel saw, the fourth beast, Rome, if you will, revived, and now it's played out here again now in what they call America. Those 10 toes could not be solvent or could not be unified because it represented the majority of the European or 10 nation common market. That represented the peoples, or the 10 toes, or the northern tribes, which literally of Israel became, literally came over to America. And they have possessed this land as an inheritance. It is indeed Israel's inheritance, but it's not about race. It's about grace, if you will, or the favor of Yah, better stated. The unmerited favor of Yahweh. Just because a person is genetically connected does not mean they're into the covenant. You have to be engrafted back into what the Messiah has done on the tree on Golgotha's hill. So you, it's not, again, not about race. Many people have tried this to make this a British Israel teaching, and it's not. There is a false teaching that goes on, but it's not meant to be that way. The reality is that if you don't believe in the Messiah, I don't care what color your skin is, red, yellow, black, or white, or brown, you're going to have to believe in the Messiah to be a part of the true Israel. We'll be right back on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we're back here on RBNLive.com on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. And glad that Paul is called in Delaware. Welcome, Paul.
Yes, I got to tell you, I really do think you are a repairer of the breach. You've got a lot of good information, but I've got some serious questions, so I hope that you can answer them.
Sure, go right ahead, Paul. And if I can, I'll try to get you an answer later, but go right ahead.
Okay. Basically, I would like to know, when we're talking about anything dealing with Jews, I don't want anything to do with them. It's not because I'm anti-Semitic. It's because these people are stone-cold evil, and they've got a belief that they are the greatest people on earth and that God has made them special and the only special people in reality. But the thing about it is the Jews make all kinds of Hollywood movies and write books and put out all this propaganda about how the Nazis were this Aryan race that thought that they had superior blood and they were really racist. Well, if you look at the Jews, I was looking at a movie called Munich last night, and once again, it's all about we only care about Jewish blood. And we only want to save Jews. Everyone else are animals. And so that is one of my questions. My second question is to all Christians listening. When, you know, you ask Christians to do something about this hell on earth, like instead of just talking about it, doing something, they always say things like, well, you know, Revelations, have you read it? It's been prophesied that things are going to hell and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, my question to Christians is this. If Revelation prophesies that the world's going to be hell on earth and there's nothing you can do about it because the Bible says so, why are you Christians out there promoting George Bush's war and cheerleading George Bush and attacking gays and gay marriage and you want to fight all this stuff, but it's prophesied that there's nothing you can do about it, but yet, on the other side, when people ask you to do what's right, like tell the truth about things and do something about it, see, what I'm trying to point out is the hypocrisy, and this is why I wouldn't have anything to do with Christianity, but just on the surface. And when we're talking about all this history and technical detail about all this history, history is something you still have to believe, even if you don't want to call it a religion, because you weren't there. But on top of that, if you take this history all the way back to astrotheology and the Semitic cults and Judaism, the Jews were the originators, and so-called comes along this guy called Jesus and calls himself the Messiah. The Jews say, wait a minute, you're not our Messiah. And then you can say the same thing with Joseph Smith, who stole off of Christianity, and Jim Jones, and David Koresh, which was a Seventh-day Adventist. See, this thing is a progression of stealing what you want from other cults, and this is all it amounts to. And so, you know, all this technical detail is really ridiculous because if you just use your head, it's just not there.
Well, you make some good points, Paul. I mean, I have to agree with you concerning some points you bring out. I mean, the reality is that Judaism is not the faith of the apostles because, number one, first of all, quote-unquote Jews today do not believe in the renewed covenant or the New Testament. They don't believe that the Messiah, Yahweh, has come. They refuse to say the name of Yahweh. They know that's his name, but they want to continue to use pagan terms like Lord or God or Jehovah, or they'll say Hashem and Elohim, all these terms, again, are not his name. And so, but then again, on the flip side of the coin, they do believe in the Torah. The only problem is they've added to the word by adding it, making it harder than what it's supposed to be. On top of that, on that side of the other side of their belief, they've added to the word by saying the Talmud supersedes the written Torah, which is absolute just insanity, because without the Torah, you can't judge the truth. Without it, you really can't. You can't judge any true law by without the Torah. But any other points you have, Paul, you make some real good ones. And Christianity rejects the Torah. They're on the opposite spectrum. But the thing about Christianity is they've accepted the Messiah. They believe he's come in the flesh. And that's important. That's so critical. You have to believe he's come in the flesh, not to condone Christianity, but nevertheless, they believe in receiving the Spirit. They believe in issues that can bring people to more truth. And I believe, though, you got to get out of the corporate church system. The church was never the covenant people, just like the quote-unquote Jews according to the flesh without the Messiah. They're not the people of Yahweh until they come to the Messiah and bow down and, you know, their knee to the Messiah and receive his Spirit as well.
What about the dangerous prophecy of this doomsday that there's nothing you can do about nothing but sitting back and waiting for the earth to be destroyed?
Well, there's, someone said it like this. I guess it was Officer Jack McMahon, maybe heard it from somewhere other place. But I remember him saying, well, why fight? We're out on the next flight, the false rapture teaching that is pretty prevalent today. And they said, well, if you believe that, then why are you promoting the beast system? Why are you promoting the Republican Party when really, as Alex Jones talked about, a left-right paradigm and all false left-right deception in the first place?
Alex Jones is a deception in his own right. He doesn't tell the truth about a lot of things, but see, most people think that they can get the truth from him. But see, I've been at this for 10-plus years, and Alex Jones, whenever you bring up something that he doesn't want to talk about, he says, really? I've never heard about that. Send me the information. The guy is another deceiver, and the guy's not even a real Christian. So any Christian even paying attention to this guy?
Well, hold on a minute. Let me say this, Paul. In fairness to Alex, first of all, I'll say this. Number one, Christianity is a deception in the first place, bottom line. So, yeah, I'll agree with that aspect, because there's a false left-right, true form, false form of Christianity. You know, and I've heard many other broadcasters say that. That's another false left-right paradigm. Don't even look in there. Don't even look in Judaism. Don't look in Islam. Don't look even in Christianity. The fact of the matter, look to the Almighty Yahweh, and we'll be right back on RBN Live.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
RBNLive.com. You're tuned to Prepare the Breach broadcast. And I'm Zachariah Daniel. Romans 9 says, and Paul, if you're there, just hold on. We're glad you're talking with us today. I speak the truth in Mashiach. I do not lie. This is Romans 9. My conscience also bearing me witness in the set apart Ruach, or spirit, that I have great sadness and continual grief in my heart. For I myself could have wished to be banished from the Mashiach or Messiah for the sake of my brothers, my relatives, according to the flesh. Who are Israelites, whose is the adoption and the esteem and the covenants and the giving of the Torah and the worship and the promises? Who are the fathers, and from whom is the Mashiach, who is over all, the Almighty blessed forever? However, it is not as though the word of the Almighty has failed, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel. Neither are they all children, because they are the seed of Abraham, but in Yitzhak your seed shall be called, or Isaac. That is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of the Almighty, but the children of the promise are reckoned as the seed. For this is the word of promise: at this time I shall come, and Sarah shall have a son. Now, this text here in Romans 9, also chapters 10 and 11, really tell you that the true seed, or true Israel, is reckoned according to the seed of the Messiah. It has nothing to do with a natural progeny anymore. Sure, there could be, according to the flesh, you know, descendants of Israel in the flesh. But guess what? Until you're renewed in the spirit, reborn in the spirit, born from above, you cannot be a part of the true Israel. And this is something that's so important. You have to believe in the Messiah. You have to believe he came, and the Almighty Messiah came and died and was buried and was resurrected on the third day. He rose, and then he came to live in your heart and our heart if you receive his spirit. But the point I'm trying to bring out is that country over there that claims to be Israel, but they claim to be Jews, okay, from the religious side of it. Well, Jews or Judah, or really Yada, that is not, first of all, the Israel of Scripture. That landmass is Palestine, or the city of David, or Jerusalem, if you will. Israel was a separate country apart from the Jews or Judah, okay? Remember the two sticks? We talked about that earlier. And so this is a mass deception. This is what Christianity has given into by supporting Israel, which really isn't the true Israel at all. It's the false Israel. They've hijacked the name. They've hijacked the term Zion or Zion. They've hijacked the term the house of Yada by saying they're Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. The Messiah warned about that this would be a mass conspiracy that the false Jews who say they are but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. This is what's happened today, and I do believe there is a false Zionist conspiracy. The true Zionist scripture is the true Israel. The false Israel, the false Zion. And yes, there is crypto Jews hiding in Christianity and power plays in religion and Christendom. They're crypto Jews. They are the ones that will say they're Christians or Catholic, but yet they're part of this Zionist Luciferian, if you will. Call it Jesuits, whatever. I've heard some people say it's the Jesuits, some say it's the Zionists. It's all, first of all, this false Zion, this false crypto-Judaism, this false Christianity that have woven themselves together, becoming the beast. And that's where we're at here, folks. Paul, are you still there? Or he's gone, Kelly, I guess. Anyhow, Thomas in Tennessee, welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. What can we do for you today?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, listen, this is like, I guess it's only just the third time I've heard you, and I'm really confused. I call myself a Christian, and I just, I'm not on the speakerphone, I'm on a cell phone.
That's okay. Hey, I used to be a Christian pastor, Thomas. Go right ahead. How can we help you? We'll try to help you out.
What I just wanted to know is, I just heard you quote the New Testament, and and I'm not sure, you know, if you accept the New Testament. And what I want to know is how.
I accept the New Testament. How is your question?
Well, how are you saved? Is what I really want to know. I listen to RBN. I also listen to GCN Network, and I believe the whole thing about Alex Jones has presented about 9/11. And I am not a Bush follower. I go to a Christian college here in Tennessee, but I am not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a constitutionalist, and I don't follow that heathen devil worshiper George Bush. But what I believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He came to die on the cross for my sins, and through by grace am I saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. And what I want to know is, how are you saved by the way you view the Bible?
Thomas, I appreciate your questions, and we're glad you called, and we want you to call again. But let me address your issues. I do believe in the renewed covenant. What they erroneously call the New Testament is really renewed covenant. From Matthew to Revelation, I do believe that the Messiah is the Almighty Father manifest in the flesh as the Word that became flesh as the Son. And I do believe that the one they've been only calling him Jesus Christ for the last not even 400 years, because the letter J wasn't even in the first King James Bible. For those that propone a King James authorized version or any other version of English, first of all, keep this in mind. I appreciate your sincerity, and I know I went to a Christian college myself. I don't know if you're in Cleveland, Tennessee or not, but
no, I'm in Knoxville.
Oh, not Smoky Mountains. Okay, my family's actually from there. But nevertheless, hey, I really want you to know that this I got saved mentality is a misnomer. It's those who endure to the end, the same shall be saved.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I have one more.
Let me go. We're going to take as long as you want. Don't feel like you're rushed. You know, I appreciate you calling in. You know, if you got the time. We've got the time for you. What I want to share, though, is that this. Well, I got saved. Well, it's a misnomer. We all have used it in the past. Nevertheless, what it really is like we were saying. The Messiah said that with those who endured to the end, the same shall be saved. We're still in this mortal body, this flesh, and we do have to believe in the Messiah. But we have to remember He came in the Father's name, and we have to not take His name in vain by using pagan titles that none of us asked to call him, but we just thought, hey, it's in my King James Bible, so it's got to be correct. I've been taught that there's no errors, and I can't question the authority, when in reality, Paul or Shaul didn't say that. He said, prove all things out. And that's all I'm saying to you, Thomas. Prove it out. The Messiah said he came in the Father's name. Was the Father's name Jesus? With all due respect, was his name Jesus?
From what I've learned from what I've been taught, and I've only been a Christian for about 10 years, but what I've the Old Testament name was Jehovah, and there's many different names for Jehovah. Of course, you know, you Jehovah Jireh and El Shaddai.
Well, there's many titles or appellations. What they've been trying to say he had many names is not true. He only has one personal proper name. Again, Jehovah and Jesus and Lord and God, these were all names and titles of Baalistic pagan origin that the Roman Catholic Christian Church, the mother of all harlots, has passed off to her denominal daughters, a.k.a. Protestant Christianity, corporate Christianity, whether it be denominal or non-denominal. If they use these terms, the calendar on your wall, the pagan Sunday, pagan Saturday, pagan any other day of the week on this system of time, to be saved, you ask the question, you endure to the end, then you get saved. Then you, first of all, right now, you have to repent of your sins, believe in the Messiah, obviously, that he can forgive you of your sins, and then you have to, I believe, make a covenant with the Father through your repentance that you're going back to the marriage covenant that he gave at Mount Sinai to Moses. And that is, what were they doing in the book of Revelation in the end time? They were singing the song of Moses, weren't they? And it was those,
right.
it was those who were keeping the commandments that had the right to the tree of life, right? Now, Christianity doesn't teach the commandments anymore. They tell you, oh, just believe he died, he was buried, resurrected, and then you're saved. You don't have to do anything at all. You're not saved by your works, you know? Well, that's true. You're not saved by your works, but you do have to obey.
Right. And here's the thing that I wanted to interject. And where a lot of, I don't believe that the Roman Catholic Church is a Christian church. I believe they're a whole separate thing because of what Constantine did in 313.
Well, no, it's really not the same. I mean, it really is the same. It's just many different flavors of ice cream, if you will, if you can allow me to analogize. Okay, you got Vatican vanilla, and you got Pentecostal pistachio, and you got butterscotch Baptist, if you will, et cetera, et cetera. Not to be sacrilegious, just trying to give you an analogy. The bottom line is that they all got Vatican vanilla in them. They all denounced their mother, but their Protestant denominal daughter.
Right. And well,
They're using Jesus, Lord, God, Jehovah, et cetera, the pagan calendar. You know what I'm saying? But yet they're fighting amongst themselves, saying they're the only ones, but everyone else is wrong but them, and yet they're saying Jesus, Jehovah, Lord, God, et cetera, and yet what's wrong with this picture here? It's a false left-right altogether. It's not even the reality. Christianity is one of the three frogs of Revelation, with all due respect, just like Islam is one of the others, as well as Judaism.
Well, what I wanted to I want to try to stay on point because I could talk to you all day.
Go right ahead, Thomas.
But from what I understood from, and I understand, and a lot of my Christian brethren do not understand dispensationalism, which, when Jesus came, he offered the kingdom of heaven, which is a literal, physical, visible kingdom on earth.
But let me add something here. Let me hold you. When you say dispensationalism, that's a false doctrine that came through Freemason and Zionist Jews that deceived Christians into believing that there's seven different dispensations. Hence, you believe the rapture teaching, which came in 1830. Time magazine had a major expose on that. But go right ahead. I don't want to break your train of thought. Go ahead.
Okay. And I know what you're referring to, and I know what you're talking about there. But that's an easy thing to do through what a lot of different works-based salvation. In the Book of Revelation, if you do follow dispensationalism, you are saved by enduring to the end. But during the Church Age, Paul even said in many of his epistles, especially Ephesians, if you accept what Paul said, he said, through faith and grace is used many times. But
let me interject a thought here. First of all, when you read the book of Galatians and when you read the book of Yaakov or James, he's writing not to the church because the word church wasn't in the first English Bible. He's writing to the congregation or assembly of Yisrael. The church has tried to replace themselves to be the spiritual Israel, if you will, separate entities. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you there. He is writing to the Jews. The book of Hebrews, James.
He's writing to the Israelites. The Jews are, again, one of 12 tribes. Not all Israelites are Jews. You get it?
Right, and we don't really even know where all the 10 tribes are right now. But,
well, they're mixed themselves. Ephraim is mixed himself, which is the 10 tribes. Ephraim, Hosea 7, we had read that earlier. They have mixed themselves with all the nations, red, yellow, black, and white, and brown. You know, Joseph's coat of many colors, his father, right? That represents the nations that would have been literally intermingled, every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, to fulfill the promise to Abraham. He'd be the father of many nations. You know, Abraham wasn't a Jew, by the way.
And how do you endure to the end during the tribulation period, which is the time of Jacob's trouble?
Well,
you endure to the end by not receiving the mark.
Well, obedience, right, exactly. Do not deny the Messiah. Don't deny his commandments. Like, exactly.
Right.
You don't take the mark of the beast. Now, that's another issue. The mark of the beast is the system of man. If you're in corporate, if you're in the system of man, it might not just be some laser tattoo. I'm not saying that can't happen. It very well could. My point is that anything that substitutes the Torah as the law, when that's the only law, everything is public policy, statutes, and just flat out politics. Policies, policemen, et cetera, et cetera. If we don't obey the commandments, if we don't keep his Sabbath by the moon, which is a sign of the everlasting covenant, and he said it was those who kept the covenant that would finally endure to the end, they are the ones that are saved. But Christianity, with all due respect, doesn't believe in keeping the Sabbath. They believe in, oh, any old day, I rest every day. And that's true, we rest every day in the spirit now, true, but there is still a physical day of rest that he said remains for the people of Yah to observe, because look at he's our husband, the Father Yahweh is, and he still observes his seventh day of the. We claim to be the body of Messiah, his bride. Are we going to say, hey, I don't need to keep it? Okay, you go ahead, husband, and keep it, but I'm not. That's a rebellious wife. Therefore, isn't the wife at all?
And when you are talking about the mark of the beast, now this is where the textual issue comes into play. Now, when the King James Bible, and I accept the King James Bible as the pure word of God, and because many of the other versions, because of Sinaiticus and Vaticanus, I'm sure you've heard of those manuscripts.
Right, and I still believe it's the best English translation we've got,
but there is
errors in it, not the scriptures, but the translators put errors
The error in the new Bibles, actually, what does Alex Jones and a lot of people nowadays who see what the biochip is able to do, it says in Revelation, in the same verse, I-N. Now, if you want to use the word on, you're lining yourself up with Pat Robertson and everybody that says, oh, it's going to be a tattoo, not in, because the King James Bible. Those translators back in 1611 could speak fluently 15 different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek. I mean, they could speak it. They were very, very scholarly. They had enough to head, didn't have TV.
Yeah, they were very scholarly, but very controlled, as also by the Anglican and Catholic Vatican. So
well, they were from the Protestant Church, but they saw the errors in the Catholic Church, so of course they were Protestants, but they wanted to get away from that. And I'm not a Protestant. I'd follow all the way back to, actually, Antioch, where 50 years later, the Syriac, the Shito, and the Paulicians, and the Anabaptists, and all those who were being persecuted, they weren't Protestants. They were getting away. They were protesting. You know, I'm not protesting. I was always follow my line along all the way back to Antioch, where they were first called Christians.
And that's a great desire to have. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? Acts 11:26 in the King James, the word Christian only appears three times, and there's one, 11:26 Acts. Twice in the book of actually Peter's or Cephas' epistles, they were Nazarene Israelites, the true faith of the apostles. Acts 24:5. The word Christian came from the Catholic Church, my friend. And if you use these terms,
right. I understand.
We use these terms, these names, these calendars, this pagan calendars, then we've aligned ourselves with the beast, whether we knew it or not. And that's why he said, "Come out of her, my people. Come out from among." Because in the end time, Christianity would be the biggest religion through the corporate Catholic realm. Now, there's no question about this. Now, people can say, oh, I don't protest them, and I respect that. Okay, I do respect you, Thomas. But what I'm saying, because I was there too, I'm just trying to take heed to myself. He said, the scripture said, no one could say they got all the answers. But I'll tell you one thing, there's just no way it's a church system. I don't care if it's corporate or using the same pagan terms and names. You've got to come out of that thinking. It's a mystery of iniquity. It's teaching you don't need to keep the Sabbath. Teaching you don't need to keep the true name of Yahweh and exclusively worship him and him only. Why don't you stay over to the break, Thomas? We've got Thomas in Tennessee here on RBNLive.com. You're tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. BreachMender@Yahoo.com is the email. Support the network. We want Thomas to hold over to the break here. And we'll be right back on RBNLive.com, Republican Broadcasting, the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com. Stay tuned. We got more to come.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold.
Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase block loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Here on Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com. You tune to Repair the Breach broadcast here. Repair the Breach, Zachariah. Daniel, we've got Thomas in Tennessee, and we're glad he's called. And, you know, if you read in the book of James or Yaakov, it says a servant, Yaakov, a servant of the Almighty and of the Master, to the 12 tribes who are in the dispersion, greetings. See, he's writing to the 12 tribes in the dispersions who literally mix themselves up with every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. The mystery of the Gentiles is indeed that they have lost their identity. The lost sheep of the house of Israel has lost their identity. Hence, they became known as the fullness of the Gentiles. When they come back into Israel, when they come to a waking up or a revelation that the Father gives them, who they are because they found out who their Father's name really is, and they're called by His name. His people are called by His name. And when you look at the word Christian and church, it goes back to pagan terms, Krishna, Christian. They both celebrate 1225, a pagan feast, Easter. And I commend all the Christians that admit, oh, yeah, that's, and I've talked about that before, all these pagan holidays are pagan. Just if you, you know, for your information, with all due respect, folks, and I was in the same camp too. Jesus Christ, that name is pagan, okay? And yeah, he might have been born on 1225, that name did. If you will.
No, he wasn't born on...
The Messiah was born during Tabernacle. Well, hold on.
The Jewish harvest.
But the name itself goes back to 1225 worship.
His
name is Yahweh, the Messiah, and he was born during the Feast of Tabernacles. So we're in agreement there, Thomas. But
yeah, it certainly wasn't cold out there.
Christianity celebrates it, though, right?
Yeah, that's another deception, because how can the shepherds be keeping their sheep in out at night when it was cold, you know?
Exactly. How can you start the dead of the new year in the dead of winter 6 days later? I mean, think about it. That's all, like Daniel said, they would think to change times, days, and years. And look, we're following that Roman Catholic Christian beast calendar system as well as their
like
belief system.
Nebuchadnezzar, you know, Christmas tree, anyway.
Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to tell you, this is completely off the subject, that music is terrible. I mean, Amos, 5:23, take away from me the noise of thy songs.
Well, all fairness, which music are you referring to? That last bumper music there, Tom?
Oh, terrible. Hold on.
Did you hear what the lyrics said? In fairness to Paul Tepede and PokerFace.com, first of all, they have some awesome truth in that lyric there. If you don't preach to me, you profiteers of God, don't teach me from books that blaspheme Yah. They're saying a lot of great truths there, so I would take exception with that. I wouldn't be quick to judge.
I was in the music business for years and years in a touring rock band, and for a long time. And when I came out of that, it was just that seems to me like the world's music. You know, I mean.
I understand where you're coming from, and you're right to keep that position. But when we hold you over to the break, Thomas to Tennessee, we'll be right back on RBNLive.com. You're tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah. Daniel, and we'll be right back after this short break. RBNLive.com and BreachMender@Yahoo.com. If you want to send an email, read it over the air. We'd love to take it. And also the contact information, if you'd like to be a part of the broadcast, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We're taking calls here on RBNLive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.